This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, you can be on there. I'll be on here.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Another Friday morning.
There we go.
Am I on?
Welcome
can you
back,
turn me
man.
Up in the headphones? Hi!
Yo, don't have to turn you up if you're going to do that.
No,
do you want to hit? Is this your headphone?
No, my headphone's over here. I just
put yourself on. Sorry about that. A little orientation wise. I noticed, if you noticed something, there's more green in the studio. You know, that's because of the work we did at that garden center place.
Yes.
They've actually sponsored us two fennels.
Fennels?
And a ficus.
Fucking
ficus.
That was nice, man. I enjoy this thing.
Eric, what did you do last night? Can you say hello to the people? Say hello for the Mensa.
Hello for the Mensa.
Looking good, man. Have you had a haircut?
Thank you, man. Thank you. I did, in fact, have my haircut.
That's good. An Easter haircut?
No, it was more a Trevor Noah Show haircut.
Oh, you had to bring that name.
I didn't have to get one of those. Yeah, did you, Dave?
Nor did Eureka. No, I didn't have to. Eureka, are you on? Let me put you on.
So, I got a Kiriwani Mulawuti haircut today.
That's one of those haircuts that you get, but you don't get paid.
You pay for your own haircut.
Okay. Have you been paid at least half up front?
What? No. You get the full amount when you invoice them 30 days later.
That's a little bit of a Cape Town Comedy Club as well.
The way the Lord intended it to be.
Good, if 30 I got days.
That full amount of money now, I think I'd be very irresponsible with it.
And you'd spend it on
what would you do with it, actually, Eric? Because you won't go out partying and drinking. That's not your vibe.
That's what you think.
Okay, drinking is not
it's going up in front of our eyes. Sorry, I got my bookie cap on here. I'm just doing odds. Odds on
nobody
any of us being on the Trevor Noah.
Apart from
what
the
is the thing,
us.
By the way? Let's start with welcome back from Easter.
Hi, thank you.
So this
welcome
is live.
As well.
Thanks for listening
love.
In.
What's up, guys?
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for downloading in.
Hello,
the word.
People are listening right now, right?
You know what, Eureka? Let's not assume shit like that.
It's 2018. People can listen if they want.
We can't make people do that.
Where do you find these guests, Eric? They just come in here and assume.
Okay, you can sit at that one there, but you got to keep quiet,
there
boy. All right, so it is school holidays. So obviously, my little guys join me. Jude's here.
He's cool, man. He was like doing abs outside.
He's eating a donut. So healthy.
Well, a balance. Yeah. Abs and then
donut
down your tube.
Okay, we just got to get him out of here before the sex show starts. That's what I say to my kid all the time.
That's a standard line in the Levinson household.
Yeah, before the show starts.
All right,
starts.
Buddy, the sex show's about to start. Go to your room.
Dun, dun.
Go play outside.
Now he's just frowning like
midnight.
His mom.
I don't care. Go play outside.
You sit here, Bugs. Sit there. Tell us what happened. Come here. There, into the chair.
So it's been an eventful past 2 weeks in life in general and stuff. So
what have you been doing?
I have been stressing the back of my nuts off.
A little bit money wise.
No, but because of the show, because we're just.
But you were chosen because
show.
Of what you do.
Yes.
Never stress if that's the case. Stress when it's a weird corporate where you haven't been chosen to do because they don't know you.
They just got me.
This
by
thing
chance.
You've been chosen because you've been doing well.
Yeah.
Obviously, this podcast has a lot to do with your profile.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's done wonders for me too.
Who's speaking there? Who's that?
Don't
Ryan,
know
how
voice.
Are you?
It used to
I'm
be.
Good.
Ryan Holiday.
I'm good.
Where have you been doing? How's your gigs been? Gigs
I did two
been
this
been?
Week. Played for four people at Amuse on Tuesday, which
Amuse.
Was yeah, ironically.
Is that the name of the show?
No, it's Amuse Cafe.
Amuse.
Amuse.
Okay.
Four people. Yeah.
You seem to find these gigs on purpose. You seem to phone it out. Have you got five people at your gig? Yeah. Can I do 10 minutes?
I want my confidence destroyed. Can you give me a gig?
Do people know that there's a show at these gigs, or do you just find five people at a restaurant?
Well, one of the four regulars. Was the owner of the bar. So
regulars that just, you know, were there for a drink. And they're
one
like,
of the four
oh,
was
no,
the bar, and then your
jokes.
Uber driver, you told him, stay here. I'm only going to be 10 minutes.
And then last night at, where was it? Full Stop Cafe. You've done that with
I was
Lloyd.
Supposed to do it last night.
They were very poorly attended.
That's,
but it was
that's
10,
why I
12
said no.
People. Yeah. Jude, stop trying you know to shine the light in my face. I'll whip you.
The days are gone where the act would bring in the people. Because as we spoke about before, our guys that have seen us so many times are sick of saying, oh, we'll come see you. Because they have to see, he might be Eric's best friend, but he has to see four other loser comedians as well.
Yeah, then
and they end up hating them.
He doesn't want to. As soon as I've done my thing, he leaves.
Yeah, he leaves. So there's a bad audience member to use your own.
I was really nervous last night because I had a bunch of family friends coming, like 10 of them actually,
that
had never seen me perform. They know I want to do this comedy thing, blah, blah, blah. So I felt the pressure. None of them rocked up. So
are you disappointed?
I am actually.
But that's
the first
time. There's the reason why I don't invite friends. Yeah, that's the biggest reason.
I never do. They're like, when's the show?
You can't rely on them.
When's the show? When's the show?
You know how many guys have said to me, that's just 18 years now, saying, are you still doing comedy? First of all, they ask you. And then where can I come see you? Because where can I see you? And then you say, well, there's five places you can see me now, this week. Okay. They just don't pitch.
Yeah, then
comedy, that's the other reason why we must look after comedy lovers.
They always go, yeah, I know, that's nice that you're performing this week, but what are you doing on the 23rd? Because I'm off that day. I'm busy this week. I've got other plans.
Do a plan for that day. Like, there's a couple of other things I want to talk about. That school that we did.
Have
you got a following, Eureka?
A following. Yeah. You know what I realized? Like in Cape Town, actually, the people that actually bring in audience is like the open mic guys. The open mic guys, like, yeah, you have an open mic night. It's like, it'll be flipping full. It'll be full at the show because the open mic guys. But like us, the people, like no one really cares. Like because we advertise our gigs so many times.
We should look after those 10 people that come. Because you're sending those 10 people at full stop. You should have got your phone on set. Guys, do you mind if I get all your email addresses and put you on some sort of a database and send you stuff? What we did to that audience, though, is go, let's give them a shit show because it's a small audience. You often do that. You're like, small audience. You got to up your energy. Yeah. You give them your best 5 minutes.
Yeah. Prince always says, like, BOE, bring your own energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
B-O-E.
Those guys.
Yeah, bring your own energy.
Yeah, bring your own energy.
Also, what does Lisa Mandinga say?
Nobody cares. Work harder.
How is his show going? I don't have DSTV, so how's that show going with his on the Daily Show African spiced up version?
African correspondent.
Yeah, how's it going, Ryan?
It's a once a month segment.
Oh, is it not? Oh, it's all the time. Okay, cool. So obviously put it together and highly edited it. Okay, cool. Because they won't put any old African crap on.
Yeah, they shouldn't.
He wasn't on this nationwide.
Nope.
Show here. Okay.
Nope. There were 13 of us. It was myself, Tsitsi.
What is that? Just start from the beginning. Who contacted you?
I was contacted by Ryan Hardooth.
Ryan Hardooth from his company, and he runs a lot of Trevor stuff. So he said, listen, Trevor's coming back.
So this was his project to get the newer guys in the game, the guys that are doing
well. Is it Nationwild exceptionally related?
Well. Yes, it's
under that brand.
Nationwild with Trevor Noah as well.
Nationwild. Okay, Trevor, cool. So it'd be Nationwild 3.
Yeah,
there's been two of them already.
The third one, yeah. Yeah. So this one is the one that's going to be televised as the youth. So it's like a newcomer showcase.
Cool.
And each of us got 15 minutes.
Name the guys that count. No, it's 13.
So there's 13 of us. It's me, Titi. Now I'm going to clap this
guy.
Look at this guy telling me I'm going to miss. Come on, somebody.
Not Eric.
Eric's track record. Have you done the show? Have you been on the show too? You'll often ask him something and he just goes like this.
He doesn't even. He's just like, fuck it.
So I want the full 13.
Full 13.
Go
myself, Titi, Graidetoy, Bongani Dube, Keenan Surf. Then after that was, and then somebody ring the bell.
That was nice. That was he's ringing the bell. So for the box. put that down.
Graditoy, Nokomasweti, Boom, Many Loves. No, it's actually Boom Songelwa now. And then the other, you see.
How would you change your name from Many Laughs to just your normal name?
No, it's just you hated that name.
I used to call myself Dave, Many Laughs. Then I was Dave, Few Laughs. Then Dave, maybe someone laughed. And then
and
I just changed it to
Dave Chuckle.
Who laughed? Who laughed now? Dave?
Yeah, there were 13 of us. I saw the picture this morning. I'm still tired, guys. Like, I woke up just before I came here.
So it's excitement. It's journalism. And you were on last night.
Kevin Kelly, Mahmoud Dabi, those guys. I was on Wednesday night.
Today's Friday.
Yeah.
So there's another one tonight?
No.
So it was Wednesday and Thursday?
Two nights.
Sold out, eh?
Yeah, both nights sold out.
Where did they film it?
At the Lyric Theatre.
Lekker.
How many people?
Because it came out of nowhere. How did they get it?
It's 1,100.
Like, the name, obviously, Trevor Noah gets the tickets sold. So they put it on.
They announced it on Sunday. On Monday morning, the tickets were sold.
Imagine,
it's crazy, yeah.
So Ryan just got more depressed now.
He's like, can I perform to four people?
Come to the Full Stop Cafe. Trevor Noah ate there once.
I wonder how much you would sell a gig if you say, like, Trevor Noah will be here in spirit.
But in tiny, tiny writing, terms and conditions apply.
I just have a candle and then with his picture. We'll just
find another dude called Trevor Noah. Not the actual Trevor Noah.
No, but to me, it's like the people will come to that.
Yeah.
He's hosting it, right?
Yeah, he hosted it.
Yeah.
How did he do? Did he do fine? Was he funny?
Of course, dude.
Did you notice Ryan's face there? Just looking down like this. Yeah. Not even looking at the mic. How
this week killed me.
How did you do? How did you do?
How did I do? I did well, man. Okay. I enjoyed my performance. Everybody enjoyed my performance. Started cool, strong, man. Ended strong.
So would you say it was a 10 out of 10, Eric?
Why is Ryan being this guy?
Ryan, you know what happened?
What happened?
Comedy ending. Like, Ryan had a shit. Who hurt you?
Who hurt you, Ryan?
People
Holiday?
Hurt. No, you know what? I asked Eric before how to go. Was it like out of 10? What would you say? And he said 10. They all are 10s. And I'm like, fancy.
Why are you asking me? I rock my shows. Eureka, you're Cape Town living.
Yeah, man. I've
so what are you doing in our land, in the Jersey?
I'm doing some shows, dude. I'm doing Goliath Comedy Club, and I'm also doing my one man show on Tuesday at the Pop Art. Yeah.
You've done that before. You've done it there before, hey?
No, I've never done it at the Pop Art before. I've never done it at the first time there, yeah.
So how many nights do you do at the Pop Art? You get two
I'm
nights?
I'm doing one night. One night at the Pop Art, yeah.
And how do you get people to come to that? I'm not saying you're not, but you're not.
Yeah.
So that's a marketed...
I definitely did not advertise on Sunday only. This thing has been going on for months.
What's your show called?
It's called Man's Too Funny.
Okay, cool. I've seen the hashtag.
Scooby-Pop-Pop. Yeah.
Is that Scooby-Doo-Pop-Pop? Is he opening for you? I don't know these new African
the
comics.
I'll
I don't know
the
their names.
He's got Big Shaq opening for him. Big Shaq just goes on and goes, boom, right, up in the building right now, the main man himself.
Watch this.
Is that true, though? You're talking shit. No. I take it seriously.
You not know who Big Shaq is.
Is he the one that says 2 plus 2 minus 1
That's
equals 3
Big
quick
Shaq,
maths?
Yeah. That's
cool, dog. It's so sick that you landed him.
It was a viral video when, like, a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. The dude just blew up. Actually, it was the end of last year. End of last year.
He's a comedian, though, hey?
He is a comedian.
Eric, you not put that into the news.
The thing goes grrr. I did.
I wasn't
if
yeah.
you were paying attention, you would have heard me talking about it.
Did you
yeah.
say?
Yeah.
It's a great video.
Yeah.
The guy's name
viral
is.
Video.
What's his name?
The song is playing on radio. The thing goes.
Like New Year's. Like, pop, yeah, pop, dude, pop, this thing was everywhere.
Pop,
there was like little acoustic versions from like Asian kids. Dude, it went big.
You missed it, Dave. You missed the wave of.
You don't know.
I don't know, man.
But he got most of the Reader's Digest episodes.
Man's not hot. I tell a man's yeah,
I want to look. We're going to do that again. I think we do a little review. Because I'm old, I don't remember stuff. You've got to say it again.
But then
when you tell me again, then I get it.
Yes.
Isn't that not what learning's
yes.
about?
Do we have WhatsApps?
Do people know? There's no WhatsApps. I have some apologies again.
Who's not? Is Michelle busy?
I tried iTunes Radio this morning instead, and it only took a second to start playing. So it's not my connection. In other words, we've done something wrong.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I apologize.
I'm just going to re. There we go.
Yeah, so that's the thing, man. You need to listen.
So, in summation,
I am going to go and look at the shows and listen to all of them and see if anyone spoke about Skitty the Pop Pop.
We didn't speak about him like that. We said there's been a viral video this week. Comedian made a music video.
Did we say his name?
Michael. I said his name. Yeah, yeah. Michael DePa. Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
So, what did you call him?
DePa.
Yeah,
DePa.
I thought it was DePa. You know, DePa.
What does he call himself in the video?
Big Shaq.
Big Shaq.
See, I want to know these things. This is important. We'll find the video and we'll play it at the end
and
of the show.
And the song is called Man's Not Hot. So he calls himself...
Guys.
Man's Too Funny.
Man's Too Funny.
Man's Too Funny.
We connections.
Know what I mean?
Like it sits.
Tell a man's too funny.
Search the web. All right. We're going to look for that.
Tell me, drop a punchline. So. I tell a man's too funny. You are going somewhere with something.
I'm going somewhere with news.
There we go.
William Mandela died.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm wearing black, guys. You guys are not wearing black.
You're wearing black and white.
Aye, come on.
There we go. I'm wearing black as well.
Yeah, we're literally all wearing black.
But all black, guys. And you're wearing black underneath.
And you've got a full underbelly
design. They say you need to cover your sadness sometimes, man. You need to carry on like nothing happened, even though something has devastated you.
What are they calling it? Like Black Duke?
The show must go on.
Yes.
The show must go on.
I need to get Black Duke.
How did she die? I know.
She's old, man.
Was it just old?
Some stuff, organ failure, and just general
70s,
stress.
Huh? She was in her 70s.
No. 81.
81.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a good innings. I'll bank an 81.
Would you? And you also, because of your large steroid use, you're not going to make 39.
39's a bit. You know, I never. After
What's
this week, it'll be a pleasure to make 39.
What's our DJ's name? DJ, the viral video guy?
Big Shaq.
Big Shaq.
All right.
Big Shaq.
And I'm spelling it CK, not.
No, K. Just
no,
with K.
Isn't that with a Q?
Because that's the thing.
Oh, yeah, with the Q.
When you find a rapper, it's not spelled like you say it.
Yeah.
Big Shaq with a Q.
So, Eric, what, so now Q. You get your 15 minutes on this.
Yes.
And I thought they would just play it as a long special, but Gilly says that you get your own episode. And then you get interviewed, or what's the... Tell us about the surroundings.
So we are being interviewed today and tomorrow, so we don't know. Like, the interview is just going to be a conversation about comedy and what we believe our comedy personas are and what comedy is to us. Yeah. And yeah, that's, I think, a 5 or 6 minute segment.
Okay.
And then the other 15 minutes is the comedy.
Your stand-up.
And then another minute or two is Trevor doing a joke or something.
Is Gilly on?
Yeah, Gilly's on as well.
Excellent.
I did say Gilly, yeah.
So that is how it should be when you watch these overseas ones. They are little backstage interviews.
Yeah.
Same as on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And then it's obviously going to go on to the channels, because during Easter, all of
Mnet,
the... not in Zanzi, like a proper Mnet, one of the movie channels, had all of Trevor
Played
Noah's
all of Trevor Noah's movies from Daywalker okay, cool. too.
So they obviously trust his
going
credibility.
To America. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So that's, when does that's it going to happen? It air. They said it's probably going to end the third quarter of the year. So
okay.
How does
October,
that work?
November, which, December.
When is the third quarter of the year? I don't understand.
I think it's like
August.
Mentioned it. October, November, December. Third quarter.
Listen, Dave.
Last three months. The final stretch. The Saturday of the year. The Sunday of the year.
Okay. So yes. We've covered. Pam Golding died. Does that make sense?
She also died, yes.
And then one of the comedians said, spot the difference. I couldn't figure out whether they were trying to be funny or clever.
No.
I understand Winnie Mandela struggled and had a very different life to Pam Golding.
The difference in the two articles was, it said that founder of Pam Golding, multi-million and an international property company, has passed away.
Okay.
And Winnie Mandela died.
Oh, I see. So it's just
so
a choice
was no,
of harshness.
Yeah, there was no...
There was no bedside manner.
Yeah, it was just...
They also did say struggle... Stalwart, yes. Apartheid struggle, so they gave the credibility
and
there.
Ex-wife
and to say
Nelson
died
Mandela.
Is also like.
But was it from the same news source?
Yes.
So they reckon, so they puck the words.
I would not have seen that at all.
I don't know. The passed away, died. I kind of say, we've lost a friend.
Yeah, but it's just about being sensitive enough to both parties. You can't.
But
be
the person that writes the article wouldn't have known that she died when she wrote it.
What do you mean?
So it's another say Pam Golding's passed away, and she then sends it, and then they go, and when Mandela's asked, goes, oh shit. So it depends which one they wrote first. It doesn't mean that they wrote them in they didn't write the articles together, because no one phoned them and said, when are you dying? I'm dying at 2:30. Can you write the article?
What did they say about someone super beloved like Prince?
Maybe. Super beloved Prince passed away after.
Did they say passed away or died? That would be interesting.
Elvis Presley passed away.
He did.
But
not
he also
so recently,
died of constipation. But the newspaper never said Elvis Presley couldn't get a piece of shit out of his bum and had an aneurysm. They were nice about it. The king of rock and roll has died. Shit happens. Or didn't happen in his case. No, you can't say what it... I don't agree with that. I think it's nitpicking. And especially with the land grabbing, with her being an estate agent, they're kind of looking at the difference in their lives. But I do... Maybe it is harsh to say has died.
Yeah, I think it was just... Yeah, I just think it was a harsh thing. Like, it's a very harsh way to say.
But when you die, Eric, can we say has passed away?
Yeah, say I passed away, man.
Lost a friend.
I'm happy with that.
Lost a friend.
And they both passed away.
Like, use the euphemism, because dying sounds like so...
Oh.
It just sounds...
Okay, well, I didn't
harsh.
Agree with you. I didn't agree with it at the time. I thought a little bit hectic. Give some respect to both.
Like gangsters
to both families.
Someone
yeah.
who got shot or
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Big
I didn't
puff,
die. Yeah. My life just
big
disappeared
Diddy,
before
Big Diddy
me.
B.I.G.
Big Shaq Puff Daddy.
Yeah, Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious
B.I.G.
died.
Okay.
Yeah,
they were shot and shit. I'm planning okay. on just not dying.
Ryan died at Ryan died at Ovations. What's
yeah,
it called?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I was just,
if I was at a place, I died. That's
I was,
cool.
I was just going to say, while I'm alive, tell me I died.
Do
I
you
die
change your comedy when there's 10 people? Don't change your comedy.
I panic when there's so few people and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, oh, we got. I want to play this thing now. I want to play this Big Shaq, if it's the right one.
Man's Not Hot is the name of the video. I hope you are playing the right one.
Listen, you know what? What's, nice, know, what's nice about the internet is that you never know if you're playing the right thing.
No, you do. You do know if you're playing the right thing.
You get it like a close one, yeah?
You yes. search the words.
Dude, this says Big Shaq, Man's Not Hot. Starts off with some birds chirping.
Probably
is he from this
video,
country?
That's why.
No.
See, that's what the fuck up is. He's opening for you at the box. I'm like, you're not going to get this guy to open for you at the box.
He's got millions.
He looks
of
like
his.
He's got no millions thing. Of rand.
I mean, no
music thing's got. The video's got 252,000 million views.
There's no way that guy.
He's not opening for you at the box. I just wanted to, just can we confirm with the audience of the 5 people that listen
to
the show?
Oh, no, you guys thought he was going to come to the bar.
I
never,
that's what I picked up.
I'm going to get my good tapper.
Yeah, okay, listen.
You know, man's international now, fam. Check the statistics.
Statistics.
Yeah.
Check the statistics.
All right.
Where's he from?
All right.
So from the UK. Yeah.
Okay. You're done now. Skr-
yes, no. He sounds like he's from Jamaica.
Yo. Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot.
This would be so dope.
This would have been so hot 3 months ago, guys.
What does man's not hot mean?
2 + 2 = 4. Minus one, that's three. Quick maths. Everyday man's on the block.
Smoke trees. Smoke trees.
See your girl in the park.
That girl is a uckus.
We did not play this on the podcast.
We started the podcast with the song one day.
Oh, brilliant. Hold tight, my man. Well, let's just play it again. He's got a frisbee. This is too good. Look at man. He's got a frisbee. I'm standing next to a flag. Here's some words. Look at the pavement. It's all square. I like the beach. Look at the beach. Look at that tree. There's a seagull shitting on my neck. Nothing rhymes in this fucking rap.
No, everything rhymes. Oh, wow. He's just freestyling at this point. That was pretty good, actually.
I'm looking at what he's seeing.
I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. The girl told me, take off your jacket. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot. I tell a man's not hot.
Never hot. Man's never hot. Man's not hot. Never
hot. This thing was wait, massive.
Please don't open your show with this.
This is the song that has to play.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Here it goes. This is the part that
makes. 44. He's still calling man for a draw.
I'm gonna spin his jaw.
Wait.
Send man shot by force. Send your girl knows
take my
Twix.
It's in my chocolate.
No ketchup. Just sauce. Raw sauce.
Wait for it. Here we go.
And the thing goes grrrrup.
Skibidi papa. And a boop boop grrrrup. By the way, the show is looking for advertisers. We are actually currently looking for someone to sponsor the show.
I can't believe you don't know what
What's
man's
so
not
funny?
Hot is.
Yeah, you're right, dude. What's so funny?
Man's
not this
not
show.
Hot. Man's not hot. Take off your jacket. You tell me man's not.
Okay, cool. No.
Man's not hot is right. The one.
Yo. Okay. That was too much.
So that's what happened, man. That's the song. Okay. And I can't believe that you don't know it.
Not eating the studio, please go sit over there. All right, good. Dad time.
Yes, we saw that. That was
okay,
loud,
so I don't even. I said Nelson Mandela's in court today.
That would make the news. That would really.
That would
we should have started with that.
You know what's weird? I grew up with Winnie Mandela being very much part of my varsity life. She spoke at Wits. And she was this kind of link between.
That's so cool.
You weren't allowed to see Nelson Mandela's face. You so she was a link between what does he say? What has he said? So it's almost like broken telephone. He could have said to her, Winnie, how dare you say that? I'm sorry about apartheid, and please. Sir. And she could have gone in, he says he fucking hates you guys.
Skip up.
Wow. And like, so she could have had, she had an immense amount of power when I was at university. And when she spoke, she kind of had these things. So I grew up with that face rather than.
It's pretty cool
there.
That you like part of that
part
history.
Of that. So that was it. So when I heard she does, I did feel like a thing. Then I also grew up with the football club and the power that she had over certain people that tried to impress her, that did some really crazy murdering things. And then you go, okay, well, with respect to the family, let's say goodbye to an era because the Mandela is gone now. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
The kids.
Yeah.
Now we got Julius and the other guy.
Cyril. Uncle Cyril.
Yo, things are happening. It's a good time to be alive, man. In Africa, especially.
What a time.
What a time. What a tie.
To be alive.
Put a tie. What a tie to put a tang.
What a tie.
What a tie.
Saturday.
Saturday. Put a tie.
Put a tie on a runny cat.
On a runny tie. That's all I'm saying about that.
That's incredible.
That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? No. What a tie. I'm going to now look for put a tang. That's way better than this. Wow.
That is wack.
You know, Louis C.K. made that movie, huh? He produced and directed it.
Let's not look for that video.
Hey, can you believe that?
Louis C.K. made that movie.
He did.
Yeah.
Can you believe that shit? I know it doesn't seem likely.
That is quite weird.
It is weird.
Do people know that?
Well,
because that would be his producer as a comedian.
Yeah.
You
know, yeah.
As but a comedian, right, he was a producer long before he did stand-up then.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but he's been doing stand-up for long. He's like...
He's old. He's 48. He doesn't have his own show.
Yeah, on Cliff Central.
On Cliff Central. Okay, you can't be in your...
I like how everybody just stops when Dave's son stands next to the controller.
No, sorry, man.
What is he going to do?
What's
now?
He going to do?
Now, if he touches the controller, he's going to be an ass whipping in this.
So wait, so we want to punch your show. We got that show there has been filmed now. It was on Wednesday and Thursday.
That show did not need punting, bro. It's like,
no, but look, you know, the thing is, on Sunday, this is a podcast. So, who is Eureka Nkezi? What's happening, man? Who is you?
Eureka, man. Eureka is a stand-up comedian. I was actually born here in Joburg, man. I stayed here for I started doing stand-up here like 6 years ago.
Okay.
And then I moved to Cape Town.
Sorry.
I am 27. I'm 27 this year.
Okay,
26.
Cool.
Yeah.
6 years, yeah.
Yeah, 6 years, and then moved to Cape Town for about 2 years. And while I've been in Cape Town, I've also been dabbling into like some advertising. So I've been doing some copywriting that side.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so I'm here in Joburg to just do like Parker's Comedy, Goliath Comedy Club, and then also my one man show on Tuesday at the Pop Art.
Dope, so what would you come? What did you do in Cape Town? Purely comedy. You worked at. We got like CT does coding and websites.
Yeah. No, dude. I'm actually like a copywriter,
where?
And advertising. Do you know King James?
Yes, in, very well actually.
That's a big. Yes. Oh yes, you did something with him, like with the Kulula, didn't you do like?
No,
something?
We did it when King James got an account. They used me to introduce the agency, but as like a bullshit sort of commercial.
Yeah.
So they wanted quite a big account. So the agency went to the account and said, "Do you know who we are?" Then they've played this infomercial in order to get, I don't know, maybe Nashua? But it was a massive client that they wanted to woo. Yeah. So they played this infomercial and it was like, "Hi, welcome to King James. Here at King James." And I walked through the offices, but it was all unscripted. And the people were kind of working. Then I'd sit on the desk and interview a guy that I didn't know who he was. And this is Tabo. He's been here for 7 years. Tabo, what's it like working here? And the guy's looking at him like, "Please fuck off. I'm trying to work." And I just walked around doing an infomercial with no one knew what the fuck was going on. And I was just showing things and campaigns we did. I knocked over their lorries on the floor. They are just weird. Maybe they didn't play it.
I'm sure they did.
So you work there. That's cool. So
yeah,
that's the reason why you went to Cape Town. So someone doesn't go to Cape Town to make bucks. I don't know if that makes sense.
I mean, like, people don't make as much. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's not like Joburg. Let me put it like that. Yeah. I mean, like, the comedy clubs there, they don't pay as much as the comedy clubs here.
Especially
the one comedy club.
Yeah, Phil DeLonge was supposed to join us today as well. We had a chat about that.
Yeah, Phil and CT were supposed to join
us. Let's talk about that. The Cape Town Comedy Club. Have you ever run a comedy club? Because this is the kind of way that I explain it to myself. Is I don't want that pressure of paying rent. Think about the 30 staff that work
and
there.
And a restaurant.
That's before the comedians.
Yeah.
That's before. Comedians are full of shit already. We got egos bigger than anything. Now you got to deal just with staff that are, some of them have got things to go to, people die, people don't come to work. You've got to deal with that. Then you got to deal with a comedian who says he'll be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. He's got a corporate Thursday. Now you got to replace them with someone of the same caliber that's also people want to come and see. Plus, that's an international club.
Yeah.
I don't want that stress. So I feel if a comedian really wants to work, he'll go and work at that club.
Get
your bucks,
sure.
Whatever they're paying, headline fee, middle act, host, whatever they're paying, you do it. Don't try and make your career out of that comedy club.
True.
And there are other places as well. Banana, not Banana Jam, the other
banana
one.
Banana Jam.
Chili Room, Chili, some sort of name of a fruit or a fucking vegetable.
And a room.
In a room. So think of a Brinjal Cafe.
Chili Bar?
Chili Bar. Am I right?
Yeah, I think they
then there's another one, Sergeant Peppers.
Yeah, Sergeant Peppers.
And then obviously the Armchair.
Armchair.
Someone
and
said to me, like, why did
point.
We put Gino Fernandez in charge of comedy in Cape Town? I'm like, wow. He didn't ask for the job. He just put it. If you think you can do a better job, then do it. But no one wants to be in that sort of promoter.
Yeah, man. It's really hard.
Good for him
for
doing it. Someone said, like, "Why is Gino doing everything?" I'm like, because Gino's not asking permission.
He will put in the work.
He's not asking permission. He's saying, "Oh, there's a room. I'll get some comics. I'll get some sound. I'll put out some promo." He's just doing it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you watch Gino in 5 or 6 years' time, the stuff that he's learning is on the streets, proper promoting, producer stuff. So he's only going to get better.
No, he is.
Yeah,
and
so
he's been
Ryan,
doing this
what
for
I'm looking
already.
At you is maybe producing's your thing? You want
so best friend of comedy is like a
this week has defeated me, guys. I'm tired. I'm hurt.
You know what's gonna cheer you up? A bit of
the blowjob workshop.
Reading.
Oh, that's coming on after this. Yeah. Sorry, that's on after this. But what will cheer you up is some pretty tang.
Pretty tang.
Hey kid, come over here.
That's kid, the dumbest kid in town.
What do you want, Mister?
Here, have some of this.
Is it candy?
Told you.
Yeah,
it's the kind of candy that you smoke out of a pipe.
Feeling better, Ryan?
Drugs are fun.
Oh, Pudi's arrived. What happened to the guy?
The Pooty Tang dude. The actor. I don't know. He Pooty Tanging somebody.
But no, but he's brilliant.
He's brilliant, yeah.
But the character...
Yay! Pooty Tang!
That's too strong. The character's too strong. It's like when I see...
He's actually a comic, that guy.
Yeah.
But also when Rob Van Fear and them do Most Amazing Show,
Cornelian Twaki,
the stuff's too strong. Like, you can't get out of that character. Then he says, "No, I'm Rob Van Fear." And I'm like, "No, man, do Pooty."
I wish that was
but I'm Cornelian Twaki. No, do Pooty.
But listen, if you, if education wise, if someone said to me, "What is a great comedy movie?" I'm like, "Pooty Tang is up there. It's got too much stuff in it. It's too good."
Yeah.
But also, in 2018, there's a lot of black culture in here that you don't really want to be celebrating anymore. Maybe Louis C.K. can get the shit for that, too.
I mean, Chris Rock's the narrator. I haven't seen Pooty Tang.
You haven't seen it? No. Don't worry, you and I both. I've seen
you haven't seen Pooty Tang?
No. I've seen Pooty Tang.
You haven't seen Pooty Tang?
Everything.
I've seen Pooty Tang in segments. So, like, I'll watch 20 minutes of it, and then I'll have to go somewhere.
Yeah, that is too much.
And then I'll watch like the last half an hour.
Yeah, you may also have to smoked a lot of substances to watch Pooty Tang.
Then I'm lost. Then I'm just like, wait, why is Pooty Tang standing in a Mexican stand? Why did he hit this guy with his belt?
Because you've missed a lot.
Is this guy? Yeah, so I need to have a one sitting serving size of Pooty Tang to understand the whole.
When you watch it, let's watch it together.
They did that marathon of Star Wars for people that didn't understand it, and then interviewed them afterwards. So they watched 8 episodes of Star Wars in sequence, and then asked them afterwards what they, and people were just
long.
We don't know what this guy had to do with it, and who was this guy, and why was this guy there. No one understood.
You need to read a lot of stuff. It's like the Harry Potter as well. People that watch Harry Potter like in
chronological order,
in sequence, one after the other, are also capable of killing you and witchcraft. Yeah.
You know the thing, guys. I think like I really underrated like Harry Potter. Like, you know, when it came out, I thought like, no, guys, come on. Like, honestly, when it came out, I was like, this Harry Potter thing, I'm not gonna get into it. And then they kept making movies, bro.
They made it happen.
Now I'm like, damn, now I have to find Harry Potter 1, 2. And I'm like, oh my god.
And they're so young. If you go back and watch it, it's so young.
Where's this Philosopher's Stone, man? I'm lost. Where's the Philosopher's Stone?
Thank goodness. Yeah, I did. I had him down. That was a very loud Eureka.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
I know that the guys Harry Potter heard you. I don't know what spell you're putting on there.
Daniel Radcliffe was like, they're talking about
my movie. We have to do mic technique during the show. We do it as we go.
Oh,
so
you've
got to put your face back when you scream.
I don't know what you were doing there.
But that's called freaking out.
Don't adjust.
I couldn't find your mic, first of all.
Looks like we have a WhatsApp.
Morning. WhatsApp. Morning, boys and Jude. I'm listening live. Fantastic. That's Michelle from the aquarium.
That's our number one.
Michelle got Jude a shark tooth from the shark tank. Not the TV show. No. With blood on it.
That's nice.
Shark blood.
Shark niceness. Did he? You know, if you give it to the kid, he's going to taste the shark.
He swallowed it.
He swallowed the shark blood or the shark tooth.
Let me tell you, that thing is very sharp.
It's going to hurt on the way out.
It's very sharp. So, you know, he's got a shark tooth. Your shark tooth, I've got it there. We're going to make a necklace.
That's nice.
It's going to be so freaking sweet, man.
It's going to poke you in the neck.
I always have this like weird fear that I get something really precious that I want to turn into a necklace, and then upon like trying to make a hole in it, I fuck the whole thing up. Like shark tooth.
Take
like,
it to... you know, get your drill.
That's a very specific fear, Eric.
I don't have that fear. I promise.
Wait, let me look it up on Google.
I did, but I spoke to people.
Shark tooth or drillophobia.
Yeah.
Like, you put it in a vise and then like, drill it with a tiny little drill, and you do like... it's a whole project.
Yeah.
You know that you are a stoner without the substances.
I know, I've smoked enough to still be in the state of
like
mind.
An obliques fell in the stuff.
Yeah.
And Eureka, what's the show called again?
Man's Too Funny.
Have you really related it to that thing?
No, it's just the name, man.
Okay.
I'm sure it's just the name. Yeah.
But have you pulled it out of that, the man's not art?
It kind of like, I think that was more like the inspiration behind the show. Like just like the dude story. Like when I found out that guy's actually a comedian, I was like, damn, that was actually a very well executed gag. You
know? Is that guy a comedian?
He is a comedian. He is.
Okay, so he's doing a little podcast
sort of
rap.
Character that he's doing. Yeah.
Oh, that's lekker.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the comedians, because they have that timing, can actually do a rap song that people go, hang on a minute, you're not so bad at this. So I want, and a lot of rappers can do comedy as well because they've got their timing and they know how people, they're feeling.
They know words.
They know feelings and words and they put them in a sentence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what? Tell us about the special. Is there a theme?
What's the theme of Man's? What's it called again?
Man's too funny. Funny.
Man's are you too funny?
You know what? My Twitter handle is Eureka Too Funny.
With a two.
With a two. Yeah. Oh, and Man's Too Funny is also with.
And
a
why
two
did you
well.
Do that? Because it can be the kiss of death. Guy saying too funny because a journalist will write there. I went to see the guy. He's not too funny.
He's one funny
enough.
Such a contradiction. You know, like, he was just funny.
It's kind of like the same Harry Potter thing. Like I got into Twitter, right? And then I was like, I had my own Twitter
and then
handle.
You got deeper.
And I was like, you know what? This Twitter thing is not gonna last. Then I deactivated. I deleted. And then the guy with the Twitter handle I watched is actually. Me, I'm cock blocking myself.
So you got your own Twitter handle.
So I said, I was like, yeah. So like, Eureka Too Funny it is, because Eureka can guess it.
That's nice, because two would have been the second time you went back to Twitter. So it's Eureka
yes,
two, part two.
Eureka three.
I'm back on Twitter, y'all.
And
I'm
funny. Yeah. So
oh. Same. So you doubted Harry Potter.
I
doubted Twitter.
Yeah. So I'm not your investor guy.
What are your thoughts on Bitcoin?
I was gonna say, were you invested in Bitcoin?
I was. Let's talk about that. The money is gone.
Yo guys, Bitcoin disappeared on us so badly. I deleted everything Bitcoin related in my life.
So you are that guy that doubts the things.
No, I'm like, I mean,
Google Plus.
What's Google Plus? Like, don't put
MySpace.
Money
Google
guys,
Plus.
I'm going to be screwed if Mixit comes back, because I'll be like Eureka 66.
Was that your thing on Mixit?
Yeah, I was.
Just explain in a nutshell what Mixit to a 48-year-old man, what the fuck Mixit was.
No, you should know.
I think 48 should know what Mixit was. You are there in the chat.
Is that old? Sorry, I missed that as well. Mixit was around, it's sort of like it was SMS Plus.
No,
SMS Messenger.
Mixit was like WhatsApp, but you could log out. If you didn't have airtime and stuff, no,
nothing. That's the thing I never thought about. You can't log out of WhatsApp.
You
actually.
Can't.
Yeah.
Can't you?
You there?
I can tell you. No, I can tell you a very. This is gonna sound like
that's like an aha moment. I cannot talk out of. I'm in this.
I'm trapped.
I've got the mics. That was close.
I panic.
But next time, just remember, for Eureka, he gets excited about small things way too much.
I do.
Shut up, Pooty Tang.
No, so this is the weirdest thing that happened to me. I logged out of WhatsApp once. Because the thing is my phone was faulty, so it would back up the chats. But
was it the faulty X13?
While I'm in WhatsApp trying to send a message, the phone would reboot, and then I'd log back in, or not log back in. The phone would restart, and then like six messages that we were talking would disappear.
Yeah.
So if you sent me a message in the time that I was typing a message,
and then you
to
know what happens,
else,
the chick says, "Did you take that dick pic now, or is it an old one?" And you say, "Babe, my phone rebooted, so it is from now, but it didn't go through."
But
that's
my dick is pretty much the same. It hasn't changed much.
And they don't want the old ones. They want the fresh one.
Okay, can we address the dick pic situation also? I feel like as a man, I can honestly tell you that I've never thought of sending
Bullshit.
A dick pic
Bullshit.
To anybody.
Pearl Jam.
Yo, then stop sending them to me, Eric.
I've never sent a dick pic in my life, is what I'm
why
saying.
Why must we address that? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
address.
Like why?
Okay, Eureka.
Let's go around the table. Eureka. Dick pic?
Okay,
no,
so
I'm not
seven.
A dick pic
one
guy.
In two in four.
Eight
two
eight
in
this
four.
Morning already.
Two in four guys.
I've said just not with
don't
your face.
Send dick
just not with your face in it.
You know what I mean? Two in four guys don't send dick pics. Look there.
Oh yeah, statistics.
We are statistically
check
speaking.
The statistics. Check the statistics.
Statistics.
Check the Swiss tags.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't bring up the dick pic thing. But anyway, yeah, so I got logged out of WhatsApp and it was
okay,
weird.
Cool. So old that's phone. Our technology session.
Old phone.
We're supposed to do a quiz now with you, Eureka. And I'm not sure if you
what
even still want to. It's
a
kind of
a
quiz.
Random
you tell us what you like. Do you like Bible, football, sports, math, science, food, pop music, geography, fun?
I like the Bible.
Food.
Food it is.
Food it is. Okay. Okay. The only
having bread and fish. That's what it is. We're gonna have.
Can I just say because it's the just now
the WhatsApp. You don't even know
because it's the WhatsApp comedy show. We don't have the answers, so the quiz just goes wherever the fuck it goes.
It's like WhatsApp. You can't log out.
We have to kind of
yeah.
You got 10 questions. Are you ready?
What pull you take?
Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Eureka, and I spoke to you earlier because you weren't like a fat guy, but when I met you in Cape Town, you're looking trim. Are you running? Are you doing things? Are you healthy?
I try to be healthy, dude. But to be honest, like how a lot of the weight got lost was for me becoming vegetarian.
But now you're fully vegetarian. Now still, you're not. It wasn't a phase.
No, it wasn't a phase.
Why did you become a vegetarian?
dude, it was like, it was kind of like, I just needed to take a break from meat. So what happened, it was literally just that. I needed to take a break. I went to like an all
you didn't do it. You didn't do it for the animals are dying or whatever.
And, I didn't watch one documentary, Joe.
And you say that, so that weight loss is literally vegetables and good, healthy eating.
It's vegetables, yeah. And also exercise.
Because it
yeah,
was like noticeable.
I do.
How are you feeling though? Like, mentally and physically.
This is a bodybuilder.
I was just going to say, Ryan doesn't understand what's going on around.
No, I'll think about doing that one day when I give my turn my back on the gains. No, but do you feel like you got more vitality?
Yeah, I did. I mean, and that's why I kind of continued, because I was just like, ah, man, I was going to go back to meat, but ish, I feel nice.
I just like the fact that you call me dude. So cool.
You're just one of the young.
You're one of the dudes.
You're one of the guys. Lekker, man. But yeah. It was noticeable, and because I hadn't seen you since Johannesburg.
Yeah.
I saw you one of your first shows, I think, if you'd been doing it for 6 years.
I don't think so. I don't think you saw me at one of my first shows.
But I had you on a lineup in that funny club that we did.
Yeah, no, we've worked a lot.
I just loved your name.
We worked a lot.
So then, okay, so you went to Cape Town. Now,
yeah.
It's a quiz. Are you ready?
Is that the... that isn't one of the questions. The quiz. I was like, vegetarian, this is easy.
Can you keep score?
Yeah,
we don't know the answer. I can't find the answer thing on Google. Okay, it's just the questions. All right. Question number one. What ingredient makes bread rise?
Yeast.
Okay. Can we agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what is the European dish calamari? What do they call it there?
European? Joe. I don't know.
Call it scampi.
Scampi.
What is the main ingredient used in guacamole? These are nice vegetarian questions.
Avo.
Okay. Good.
Good job.
Does the giant panda mainly eat?
Leaves.
What grows? What does the leaf grow on?
They hit people with this weapon.
Give you a clue. It rhymes with poo.
You can use it as a weapon.
Sugar cane.
Keep going.
Close.
Cane.
No. He's asking Jude. Okay.
Bamboo stick.
Bamboo.
Okay.
This is very vegetarian based. Because if you find Ryuki eating bamboo, you know he's lost his job as a copywriter.
Or he's become a panda. Okay. He's officially become a panda.
Where do you get bamboo from?
Yeah, like
you can grow it in your garden.
Wow.
It's the wildest growing weed. It grows out of control because it's a creeper and an
upper. Oh, yeah, okay.
So it doesn't just grow up. Yeah. So what it'll do is it'll grow underground for a long time, and then it just starts sprouting.
It's a pest, huh?
It's horrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's why you grow it in. When you grow bamboo, it's very important that you grow it in a box. And
think
it'll grow to a height.
Ecosystem.
But it does make a wonderful shade wall if you've got neighbors that are noisy or they keep throwing their ball across the. Bamboo is very good. And in Vietnam, they used it as a torture.
Yeah,
they used to tie the guy up.
And then
they put his anus there.
It grows a centimeter down.
How fast does it grow?
It doesn't stop.
And you can't. And also, it looks for the moisture. Yeah. Your anus.
I don't know, guys.
Hey, that's a good segue for this section.
Not your anus specifically, but like
but
the plant.
Grow.
So you're lying there and you can't move.
And the plant just looks for somewhere to grow.
Yeah.
But you don't die immediately.
I don't know.
Anyway, so that's very much not. And also, for a bonus question, what eats pandas?
What eats pandas?
Chinese people. All right. So, what are the four main ingredients of a Waldorf salad? This is so cool. This is fully vegetarian.
Yeah, fully vegetarian.
What's the four ingredients? Have you got his score there, please?
What's the thing?
The four ingredients of a Waldorf salad.
What is a Waldorf salad?
Well, that's what.
You should know, vegetarian bitch.
Pussy.
I think it's got walnuts.
It's definitely walnuts.
Apple,
yeah.
Celery,
cranberries.
Cranberry, like mayonnaise, lettuce.
Fresh apples, celery,
grapes, walnuts. So instead of grapes, you can put
mayonnaise,
pomegranate, or cranberries.
I think I've had that, but I never knew what it was called.
So you've had a Waldorf salad. It's a lekker salad. It's got a lovely crunchy, because of the grapes and raisins, whatever. Then the crunchiness of the apple. Mm. Then the sauce of the mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And then you must use the smaller, those little lettuces, the crisp lettuce. Then it really is a taste sensation.
Yeah.
I'm drooling.
I'm very weird about like having
not the iceberg
and like
the iceberg lettuce, but the ice cube lettuce.
I got ice cube lettuce in my salad.
Put a tang.
I don't know if that was ice cube.
I don't know.
Wow.
Okay, what is the main ingredient of hummus?
Chickpea.
Well done. Yes, do you know the difference between
this is a bonus
chickpea.
Question because you didn't read that.
Yeah, the difference between
the top of the dome.
Do you know the difference between pea soup and chickpea?
Yeah, you can make it.
Yeah, I've seen a chickpea, but I've never seen someone pea soup. make up the jokes as we go. All right, joke number three. I mean, question number seven. This is seven, all right? What is the main export out of Cuba?
the main export out of Cuba? I would like to think cocaine.
You know, the cool thing is I don't have the answers. It must be some fruit. It must be limes or something.
Maybe tobacco?
I would
it must be a food.
It's like, yeah.
Listen, you understand it is a food. It's a food quiz. So having cocaine as an answer would be like, maybe you're thinking of another country.
Cocaine paste.
Cuba wasn't Narcos. Cuba was the other one.
What was that?
No, that was Colombia.
Yeah, Colombia. Okay, Cuba is rum and nice. It's rum.
Yeah, rum.
Oh, okay, yeah, no, I was mixing up the
country. What is venison?
Venison.
This is such a cool vegetarian question. Hey, vegetarian, what be venison, man? How you venison?
Is that a new salad? No?
Well, you know what I have? I have me apple and a lettuce and venison.
Venison.
some courgettes. What's a courgette? You know what? From the Vegetarian Society of South Africa, we'd just like to revoke your membership card. It's a venison is obviously buck. And wild animals that you would eat then and bleed and
like game.
Not game and venison's kind of venison's the not the wild buck, like reindeer's venison.
This is yeah.
A spring buck.
I just know it's meat. I've watched the series.
What is tofu made of?
Tofu.
Well, this you gotta get.
Oh man. I know I get tofu a lot at like Chinese restaurants, but I don't know how they make it.
It's bean curd.
Dumplings.
It's bean curd. So the top of the milky things and the bean, that stuff there, then you square it off and you squash it in and you bake and you let it set. So it's got a sort of gelatinous vibe, but it's looks like feta cheese, but it's
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, it does.
Like the top layer when you cook your... So it's very high in protein.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, I think it's okay. Not as much as an animal. Not as much protein as a fucking cow.
Okay. Yeah. Tofu is made of dumplings and noodles. That's because you watch Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah.
There we go. Alright, which country does Parmesan cheese originate from?
Parmesan cheese, I would say South Africa.
Pomerania.
I would say Stellenbosch.
From Parmalat. Right.
Specifically, I'm Stellenbosch. Is definitely where that's world famous.
Parmalat.
It's
I think I'm Parmalat. I think exactly of Parmalat. I'm like, they're in Stellenbosch.
It's Italy?
I know this guy.
Is it not Italy?
The same guys that make Steri.
The Parmesan cow. Yes, that's right. That's right. Okay, how many portions of fruit and vegetables do government recommend that adults eat per day?
Isn't it 6 to 8?
I honestly can't find the answers.
What's that?
I think it's 6 to 8. Yeah, we keep on looking at you expectantly. Like, give us the answer, Dave. And you're like, I don't have the answer.
Listen, the government recommends you eat some fruit and vegetables. Just get some fruit and vegetables. Get an onion, get an apple, get a pie. I mean, a peach.
A pie.
Okay.
Most all important right.
Apple, on food, though, is listeriosis done now?
No, it still exists. Do you think it's like a season? Like the Beatles. They
it's
broke
no
the mysteriousness broke
it's
up.
No longer trending. It's like
no, it's trending for the people that died.
Are people still getting sick from it as well?
There's a large amount of PR like that's going out stuff. In terms of chicken. Because a lot of people are saying it's in the chicken. And they're saying like the chicken products that
chicken,
you cook.
Bro.
Oh shame!
It's like can't have it in the chicken, dog.
It's like you're in. Oh, bro, it's like listeriosis done because I'm really craving like a bologna sandwich, right? I haven't had any French.
I haven't got
in
the
a while,
green
light.
I just want the green light from our boys.
I'm waiting for that bologna.
The cool thing is, if you're a bologna salesman, you know your sales are ready. That you're waiting there, like listeriosis free bologna.
Because people are like, oh, we haven't had it.
People in the streets just eating bologna, carving things, sculptures,
bologna
giving it
sculpture.
To the kids. Just have some. It's free. It's everyone has.
Okay, but it's still happening, basically.
It's still happening. Okay. Still on. There's a massive PR campaign in terms of the chicken because that's become the next food. So you got eat your chicken Viennas, chicken based products, Chicos, Chicky Chickies, Chicky Chicos,
Chicklets.
What name some chicken products, please, Jude?
Chicks. Ooh. Yeah, let's talk about chicks.
Yeah,
let's talk
about chicks and cars. All right. Here we go.
Viennas.
Are all these dudes here for the blowjob seminar?
You know what's happening? I think other people also here for the other shows, Ryan. Don't assume that people in business attire are here to learn
how to give blowjobs.
Yeah. Also, no. Stop talking. He's off.
Am I done?
No. You were on. Thank God we're off now. I asked you to explain some Viennas to us, but you didn't want to. All right, so we got the quizzes done. Your news, anything news in comedy that's happened? Jacob Zuma is going to court.
7 out of 10,
you had 5.
Why do we waste money on this person state money for court cases when we've got murderers and rapists and things who need to be, and robbers who go to court? Or I suppose he is all those, hey?
Lots of money involved.
Is it?
Yep.
And what is the, what are we trying to find out that he's done? Is it the money?
It's all those charges, man. There were 60. He's charged houses, on 17 because the 17 entailed the 734 cases.
Yo. So what did we have now?
I just
so
saw
now
people housing. Playing yesterday. Like
but then I also see there's a lot of Jacob Zuma supporters.
Yeah.
You won't get anything out of him. You can't get any more stuff out of him now. You can't go there and say, I support you because I'll get a gig. You know what I mean? Are there still supporters in terms of just they love the guy?
Yeah, I think so. He's just a normal guy now. It's just fan love.
So if you went to court tomorrow and Eric Janssen is in court,
we need him to tweet about our
kids. Being too, for being Eureka too funny, one of his supporters. Have you got supporters?
I don't think so. I'm
I
not
think
sure.
You do, Eric.
I don't know.
You do. I've seen you at the Goliath. A lot of people just will acknowledge you. They want to see you. They ask
they've
you.
Seen
thing.
Me before? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Exactly.
Okay, then I have supporters, yeah. So yeah, don't, sure.
Make then maybe not the kind of supporters that'll be at the court protesting if you go to the court.
Yeah, but no one really gives a shit. If I went to court, you're like, oh, I don't know that guy. No, Dave, never heard of it.
It's okay.
Eureka, you at Goliath this weekend?
Yes, I am.
So from last night, did you do last night?
Then no, last night I was actually at Parker's
Wednesday. Yeah. I was it.
How's Parker's doing?
Hey, man.
Because I saw let's see there. Mojack was there and he said it was fantastic.
Last week, yeah.
So it was a really, really cool gig.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what? Last night was really good. It wasn't as packed as I'm like used to Parker's being, but maybe.
But
we'll
that is
see.
That Thursday night is difficult because it's the a lot of the casino.
Apparently, Wednesday was also hardcore as well.
Empty.
Not empty, but it wasn't a lot of, yeah.
The thing about it, hey, like people, they're going phases with comedy. Like they dig it and then they'll. A big show will come along, then they'll save their money up for that. Maybe go see Barry Hilton or Nick Abrinovitz or something. But those ones that come down the Wednesday night, those are the diehard fans.
Man. Yeah, man. You got to give them.
You got to be licking and sucking and saying thank you, which I always have to do backstage with Tony D. King just to get on stage before 10:30.
This guy comes. I think he said I came from Brazil last night.
It was Tony D. King hosting. Obviously, Tony D. King was hosting.
This guy just came back from Brazil. I'm like, yo.
He does do that, eh?
How crazy was that? I don't remember that at all.
But you still he does that. He introduced you. Have you done Parker's? Ever?
I did the kamikaze competition.
You sound very down-spirited, Ryan.
No, I love Ryan.
No, I have been heard. Ryan, Eric, we need to talk.
You know what you've got in the show? You know what you've got? You've got Winnie the Pooh.
Eeyore. No, Eeyore's that side, my friend. There's Eeyore right
Eeyore the
there.
Depressed one.
Yeah. There's Eeyore. I'm Tigger. Over Tigger. There you go.
Eeyore. Rhymes with Tigger.
Jigger. I'm going home now.
Tigger's brother, man. Slugger.
I was thinking of Jigger, man. I don't know what you guys are thinking about.
There is
I don't
a
know.
Thing. A Jigger's a jug of cocktails.
Jigger's Jay-Z.
Jigger's a jug of cocktails. You can get a Jigger, a jug of cocktails.
I
you also get a Growler.
Because I'm hip.
You are hip.
I know Jay-Z.
Okay. So you do I'll doing Parker's. Hip. You did Parker's. You're doing comedy at the Goliath Comedy Club this weekend. We can see
This weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Okay. Eureka and Casey.
Yeah.
The man's too funny.
And where can you get tickets for the one-man show?
The box.
On the Pop-Out website.
Pop-Out website.
Or by At The Door.
Or At The Door.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, cool. But well, listen, I would say that Easter really screwed us. Ryan especially, you got done. We need to pump you up again. We need to get you back in the saddle. Because like when my kid falls off his bicycle, you get back on. You can't, you got to lick the wound when you get home.
Laugh.
So let's get you back on track.
Back on.
Okay, cool. So you can do a gig. Let's find Ryan Holiday a gig.
The ever but hilarious.
He's always producing, hey? You must think about it.
Yeah. It's always anything that's not comedy.
Eureka, when are you on At The Box? What night?
On Tuesday night.
Okay, cool. And then you, Eric, you got stuff coming up?
I am doing a corporate event tomorrow, but then after that, I am not doing anything
else. I like that word, corporate event. Yes. I'm off to Clarence to go and do a golf day for a mining company.
That's nice.
Okay. I'm staying there because I like Clarence. He's a nice guy. This is Clarence, my band, Sexual Chocolate. Okay, guys, we're going to go. My name is Dave Levinson. Thanks for listening to the Just Now Comedy Podcast on from 9 to 10 every Friday until we stop.
I'm Ryan O'Neill. Thanks for listening, guys.
Ryan O'Neill.
You reckon, Kessa? See you guys on Tuesday.
Man's too
funny. Man's too funny, yeah.
You know what it is. The name is Eric Janssen. And like always, we'll see you again just now.
This is CliffCentral.com.